Rotatoes, here we go! Arc 9, Tomorrow's Heroes, featuring Zach Oyama, Vic Michaelis, and Rashawn Scott. Oh, man, it's just so good. I hope that you enjoyed this as much as we did recording this. I'm very, very excited for you to listen. There's even a guest appearance in this arc, so make sure you stick around to find out who just maybe does a little popping up a little bit later on in the series. But for now, thank you so much. As always, if you want more Rotating Heroes in your life, do not forget to check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon links below and check out our merch store, because as of right now, we have even more items. That is correct. We have a crew neck and some stickers. Go ahead and check out the store right now. And if you would like to see some different things on our merch store, then head over to our Patreon, because we are going to be having our first vote for the next batch of merchandise. So make sure you go ahead and check that out. Thank you so much for listening and spending your time here with us. You are epic and amazing and cool. Thank you so much. Said it again. Probably didn't need to say it like the fifth time, but I'll say it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I've lost the thread completely. Take it away past me. Save me, please. Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes Podcast, everyone. I'm Jasper William Cartwright. I'm your DM, and I'm sat around a very, very beautiful table of beautiful people. To my right, we have...
Hello, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you so much for being here. Fun little reunion.
Wow. It's good to see you again, bud.
It's so good. Look at us. Look at us. We're doing it.
One day at a time.
And opposite me, we have...
Vic Michaelis. Yes. No additional information.
Don't need
it's business.
No, just get down to
this
business.
This is business.
And to my left, this guy.
Hi, I'm Zach Oyama. Another great intro, Jasper. I think you've really just figured it out. You're soaring now.
Right. Thank
You're
you.
Soaring.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel good.
And welcome.
What do you mean now?
Well, he kind of fucked up the first couple.
I did. Damn. I did. I can't lie to you.
Not exactly thing is, how I would have done it when I was doing the
DM. And he was sort of mouthing along the what he would have said.
Even with editing, it was still bad.
You heard me throw
all my note cards.
There wasn't much that could be done, to
Zach, what's that script you have in your hand? It seems like you have a script with lines for Jasper.
Jasper says it more enthusiastically. Sorry, I'm just...
It's highlighted so vigorously.
Can we get room temperature on the crinkling papers?
Yeah, it's fine. We can isolate that noise. And
it's not even in there anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
Look
crinkling
at
as hard as I can.
Right now, and it's just gone. It's just so gone. We've got that Mission Impossible style technology.
Yeah.
Isolate the sound. Remove it. Enhance.
Enhance. Perfect audio.
Nice.
I love that.
Well, it's going to be funny now if there's problems with this audio.
Yeah, we're not recording.
It's just
there's
me
nothing.
Going, perfect audio over and over again.
What's going? You panicked me then. I was like, wait, are we actually recording?
It's
are recording.
I'm really sorry. I feel like I'm creating a weird energy in this room, sort of creating a beef between you two.
That beef has always been there.
It's always been there, and we'll get through it.
I think we've planned to get through it around arc 12.
Well, then I apologize for inserting myself in what you two had going on already.
Yeah, actually, that's
in that
kind
case,
of rude,
I apologize.
Honestly, Beck, if you could just back off of
I
our
love
energy,
the,
that'd be great.
To brazenly come in with, I'm sorry, I've created a weird energy in here at the beginning of the podcast.
I'm just pulling focus and immediately backing off.
Yeah. People seem mad at me. That's sort of the energy I'm getting.
Kind of crammered in, and then we're like, sorry.
What's the deal? Is that the right?
That's the right show.
That's the right show. Yeah. Okay, well.
I'm not going to say anything else.
Okay, well, right. We do need you to, though.
Eventually.
Okay, you're doing...
Vic is doing
okay,
sort of two quiet fingers.
On a podcast, so just... still happening. Okay. No, that's better, though. That's good, because they can hear that. No, okay, you're throwing something away. You zipped your mouth and ate
and
it.
And then opened your
then
mouth to throw the
mouth
key
to Okay, interesting. Let's go ahead and get into this week's episode. We are going to begin Arc 9 with our continuing adventurer, Jin. Jin, it has been a day or so since your friends, Freya, departed, and Soapfeathers got into the weeds of the library and is currently busy organizing the union of skeletons that has is now taken place inside of the library. And you are in the city of Kakura. You know, along with your now trusted companion, Bookie Creep.
I gotta think of a new name for that guy.
Yeah, really do. You do have a mission to investigate the local high school, as you think that within it may be the next part of the algorithm. Zach, what would you like to be doing during this sort of moment of downtime that you have before you begin your next leg of your adventure?
Gosh, well, I think Jin is coming off of a dizzying 24 hours of coming back to life 450 years in the future.
Yeah, and then you like nearly died like straight
nearly,
away.
Nearly, almost, and then in the first 24 hours had to stop himself from being poisoned to death.
How did you get poisoned? I never actually asked how you got poisoned.
Is this Bookie Creep talking?
Yeah. Oh. What, doesn't this sound different enough from Jasper's normal voice? That's upsetting, honestly.
Sorry, I was just thinking to myself, Bookie Creep. And again, we'll think of a new name for you. How did I get poisoned? There's a lot of people who are wondering how I could have done anything different. But basically, when I came back to life, I went through these really insanely hard trials.
Oh, they're like super easy. They're just designed to like sharpen your skills again. Once you've woken up.
But I think it changes a little bit since I went to sleep. Oh, so it's it okay. got. I think they actually changed it to make it a little harder. But I got into a situation where there was nothing to be done except for drink the water from the weird lake.
Nothing to be done.
There's nothing else I could have done.
Okay. Well, I think. Hey, fun idea. Think of a small animal.
Got it.
What is it? You can tell me. It's not a secret.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Hummingbird.
Okay. And you see Bookie Creep turns into a tiny little hummingbird.
Aww.
So, yeah, I can only do that once a day, so I'm a hummingbird now for at least 24 hours. But, wow. You know, that's fun.
That's
so
fun.
Yeah.
Do you feel different?
Kind of, yeah. It's
your
honestly
heart beats
kind of,
fast.
Yeah, it's really annoying, actually. I can kind of... It's just like the humming is like just incessantly just like here. Like,
you're
the
so
whole time.
Stationary.
I don't know how I'm going to... Yeah, look at my head. Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Hummingbird.
Yeah,
okay. Maybe there's something there, name-wise. I'll keep thinking. Well, I'm just going to sit... I'm just sitting here. Are you humming?
Yeah, that's what I was supposed to do.
Oh, that's good.
It?
You want
to
hum together? I was thinking of meditating. I'm still generally freaking out.
Sure. Let's find some inner peace.
Okay. Jin sort of just sits down on the ground wherever he is. Maybe it's just sort of a thoroughfare where a bunch of people are walking.
Yeah, that makes sense. Just in the middle of the street.
Come on, Jin. It's time to stop freaking out so much. You're in the future. I think everyone I know is dead. All that... That
did you say you
dead.
Think everyone you know is
probably.
Dead? No, they're dead. Absolutely, they're dead. 100% they're dead.
I mean, there's
like
a lot of
0%
magic
chance that they're alive.
Well, you're a book talking. That's actually
I'm
a
actually,
hummingbird.
I'm a hummingbird. Yeah, exactly.
So who knows? You're not calming me down. That's what meditation's about.
Oh, we're meditating?
I'm meditating.
You're meditating.
You're just sort of humming.
That's true.
You're pissing me off, man. Okay. Time to just feel it out. Because it's time to acclimate. You know? Because it is what it is. You are in the year, whatever this year is. And... this is it. This is just sort of the situation.
Do you want to roll for this to see if you can actually calm yourself down?
Yeah.
Go ahead. We'll make this a constitution saving throw.
Okay. All right. We got plus one to this. All right. It's time to stop freaking out.
Is that cocked? Kind of looks.
It's a little
cocked. It looks a little cocked to me.
Fortunately. That's a 9.
You start to feel ever so slightly worse. Just like a tiny bit worse.
You just gotta stop humming near my ear. Alright, that's enough. That's enough meditating. I'll try it later.
Incredible.
Time to calm down and go to a high school.
So as you kind of snap out of that, you see that around you in this like main thoroughfare of Kakura, there is people kind of putting up kind of bunting. There are people wearing some sort of uniforms. You can see people setting up what looks like bunting and like tables and things like that. You know that there is going to be a like recruitment drive that is happening tomorrow. Is there anything that you would like to do in terms of preparation? Would you like to go anywhere? anywhere, go shopping, perhaps go to any particular area of the city whilst you wait. Bookie Creep's going to be like, well, I guess we could just try and sign you up as like a student or whatever, and then...
Do I can pull that off? You think I look that young?
Not really, but, no. You know, if we go somewhere, we could probably find you.
Is there like teen clothes? Makeup. Is there a place that has teen clothes?
Yeah, I reckon we could probably find some teen clothes. And maybe, like, get some makeup as well, just, like, for
makeup?
For the bags.
For the bags?
Yeah, because, like, most kids don't look like they've, you know, like that. And we also need to do something about your ass as well, because that looks so... It's, like, it's so
I think
flat.
If I wear some sort of baggy jeans and cover up my old ass, it'll be okay. All right?
Okay, good, yeah.
Because, I'm a little, I'll be honest, Bookie Creep, I'm not really feeling like changing your name right now. And on top of that, I just want you to know, friend to friend, if I may call you that.
Oh, wow.
I'm feeling a little self-conscious about the fact that my ass is a little older than the rest of my body, considering it was a little outside of the pool of, resurrection that I was in.
Right, yeah.
And so... That sucks. That sucks for me.
Okay.
I'm really feeling self-conscious about that.
I don't want to do that. I want to be a support to you, so I'm going to stop bringing it up, okay?
Okay. All right, I'll keep thinking of the name.
And then as you start to walk...
Your ass is 450 years old, but your body isn't.
I think it aged slower. Maybe not 400. It's not like...
It's not ashen.
Ashen. But it's... it looks older.
But there's a good few years extra on there.
Damn, that's a lot of miles on that ass.
Jin just quietly goes inside and is like looking for like, what are the baggiest pants I can find?
Yeah, you can find a local store where you can get some clothes. Go ahead and describe the clothes that Jin purchases. What's the look that Jin goes for? You're going to a high school. This is like your version of what a high school looked like 450 years ago. So like, what do you think that teens dress like?
God, I probably should just dress in something kind of cool. Looking for anything that has some sort of like magenta colored leaves on it. Maybe something with sort of a maple leaf. Excuse me, sir. Where's your leaf collection?
Hello. My leaf collection.
Yeah, like cool clothes that a teen would wear that are covered in leaves.
Cool clothes that a teen would wear that are covered in leaves. Why didn't you say that at the start? This way.
Thank you.
There's a full kind of like floral forest section of this store. It's as you walk in, it seems to be that there's this kind of like entryway where there's like a little counter where you can just like order stuff. And then as you kind of go in through the back of the store, it seems like much bigger on the inside than it was on the outside. And there's just like rows and rows and rows of clothes in here.
Well, I think I know what to do, and Jin heads directly for what is probably, like, maternity wear and not...
You just gonna get, like, a nightie kind of thing?
Awesome. Yeah, this looks cool.
Okay, amazing. So you pick yourself up a nice floral nightie.
This is kind of the thing right now, right?
Absolutely. You see this, probably you'd gather somewhere in the region of, like... I don't know, like 2,000-year-old like elf who just like probably hasn't been outside of the shop for like most of those years is just sort of nodding along. Yes, of course, that's what the kids wear. Absolutely, yes, of course. Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay, well, listen, enjoy hanging out with the kids, I guess. You know,
great.
And
is there a hat situation? Should I add a hat to this?
Oh, of course, yes, absolutely. We'll absolutely say anything to get you to buy more things.
Bookie Creep. Quick check-in. What kind of cash? What's your cash situation?
My cash situation? What do you mean? You have cash, no?
I mean...
There was like a whole pot of gold at the end of the trials. Did you not pick it up?
There's a pot of gold?
Yeah.
When? Oh, you didn't Where?
It was at the end of the trials.
I just finished the trials now, essentially. Like...
Yeah, but there should have been... Like
in the building?
Yeah.
In the temple?
Yeah, there's like a pot of gold there.
And just sort of just rubs his face.
Oh yeah, you didn't have the handbook because I'm the handbook.
You're the handbook.
Yeah, sorry about that. That's tough.
Okay.
That's tough.
Okay. All right.
Maybe you could just like persuade this guy. I mean, I don't really feel like anyone else is gonna want these clothes, so you probably could just get them for free. Honestly, just ask.
All right. Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
I hate to say this, but this outfit stinks.
What? You picked it, sir.
No, there's a smell coming off
of it.
Oh,
no.
And goodness. I'm feeling a little gross.
Okay.
Is there anything I can do? I might just leave. Is that okay?
You, what?
I don't want you to get near it and smell it, because it is gross.
Okay, roll me a deception check.
Succeed.
Was it six? I'm going, hold my nose, going, pee-you!
I'm going to say that the DC is insanely low for this, because I've suddenly clocked that you haven't taken a shower for 450 years.
Yeah.
So you probably actually do smell pretty bad, honestly.
I'll do you a favor. I'll get it out of here.
Goodness gracious, yes, please.
This hat, too.
Yes. Why do you... Okay. The hat smells as well, does it?
It's worse.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay, well, yep. Please get that out of here as soon as you possibly can. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. Marvelous. Hey, great stuff in here. Actually, really opens
just,
up.
Why don't you just head out this way and just sort of ushers you out of a side, little Bye. Side door.
Oof. It's gross.
My word. Carol, we need to clean. As he goes back in, closes the door behind
Thank
him.
Thank you, Carol. Bye.
Gotta
get money.
As you head out of this store, you are in a sort of a darker alleyway. There's these tall buildings that are kind of blocking a lot of the light out. Go ahead and roll me a perception check.
Okay, just a normal alleyway. Eleven.
Okay.
Hat's kind of covering my eye.
Let me see.
So bright.
This brim is too tall. The brim's casting a shadow right in my eye.
So heavy.
So heavy. As you walk out, I think that there's a moment of like adjusting your eyes, and you just hear from behind you, "Give it to us." As you feel a sickening thud in your back. And there is this sort of large warforged creature that is going to attack you from behind.
Oh, shit. I take off my hat and hand it to him. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to steal this.
As you hold out the hat, this giant warforged hand just clocks you around the face. And you take 16 points of damage.
Holy shit.
I'm going to need you to roll me a constitution saving
Ow!
Throw, please.
Oh, sorry, Zach, you're gone.
Can I get you to, please, how did you do?
Seven.
Okay, good.
Then we just hang
what
out.
What happens if Jin dies?
I'll just carry on with y'all.
Carry on. Your max hit points is reduced by 8.
What?
So, this happens, and I need you to roll me initiative, please.
Okay, that's a 20 for my initiative.
Okay, dirty?
Dirty.
Okay. So you see this huge kind of warforged fist just poof, smashes you around the face. Your hummingbird bookie creep flies backwards as well. And I think as you look up, you're not like knocked to your feet or knocked to the floor or anything, but as you look up, you see it's almost a bit like Age of Ultron. It's like this kind of very slightly kind of like messed up like looking warforged. Like it already looks like it's pretty damaged, but it's like leaking like oil and things like this on the floor, and it's kind of like, "Give it to us," saying this as it sort of shambles its way towards you. Is at this moment that you notice movement out of the corner of your eye, as there seems to be something else in this alleyway with you. Rashawn, it is your turn. You see this gentleman step out of this thing, and then this strange, messed-up-looking robot machine, which doesn't look 100% dissimilar to things that you would have seen around school, which does sometimes attack students if they're misbehaving. What would you like to do in this moment? You're currently hidden, so you'll have advantage on any attacks that you make.
Right on. Okay, so Tion is this centaur... teen, who I believe from the shadows is going to shoot a dart out at it, this thing.
Incredible.
Going for any sort of like jugular, mm-hmm. maybe like anywhere there's like a joint or something.
Love it. Absolutely.
Or like malfunction.
Go ahead and roll me an attack roll with advantage. So roll twice and let me know what the higher you get is.
How does a 20 do you, brother?
Yeah, hey, not natural or
No.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, go ahead and roll damage then. And what do your darts look like?
My darts look like reeds that you would get you playing a woodwind instrument. Amazing. So they're normally like flat that mm-hmm. you like put in your mouth and you like moisten up, but I've like sharpened them mm-hmm. to a point. So they're just like really thin pieces of wood.
Of wood. You see that you hear this like beautiful note as this reed sings through the air and just into like the shoulder, the one that just punched you, and you see the arm starts to like malfunction even more and goes into sort of some slightly weird spasms. What was the damage on that one?
Well, that's going to be 4 damage.
4 damage.
Jin fully thinks it's just...
Did you roll sneak attack?
Not yet.
Yes, you can roll sneak attack because you have advantage.
1d6.
Jin fully thinks a woman is 4. On a horse. Hiding in the darkness, shooting darts.
I think you just see the reed. I don't think we've even really seen whoever shot this off yet.
Okay.
And then next up in the order, we have you.
Okay. Sir? You got to get out of here. This is inappropriate behavior, and I don't know what you're asking for. I just got that hat.
I care not for social norms.
You care not for social norms. Clearly.
Give it to us.
Give it to us?
Yes.
I'll give you a knuckle sandwich. How about that?
No, give us the algorithm.
We're about to get a pool cleaning tool to the head.
A pool cleaning tool?
You're about to find out.
What?
I'm going to just confused. Attack him with my broken pool skimming tool.
You really should buy like a proper weapon at some point. You know that, right?
That's a 7 to hit. And then at 18 plus 5.
That'll hit. Go
ahead
and roll damage.
My first time hitting something.
It actually is, and we're on the second arc.
Oh! That's 10 damage.
Ooh.
I want to do a first level Divine Smite.
Hey, I'm there we it. Go.
And so that adds another 2d8 or 3d8?
That adds another 2, I believe. It starts at 2d8.
Ooh, an 8 and a 6. 24 total.
Okay. Yikes. Very good. Yeah, you leap forward with your pull. What does it look like when you channel Zophine's Divine Magic?
I think this is my first time actually striking something, and it just feels a little like a geyser. Like mm-hmm. it looks like almost like there's water coming out of my sleeves and onto the pool tool itself, and it almost like and hitting it almost looks like a like pool toy that's like squirting just like a water gun kind of. In this sort of like
you can
green
see the water,
water.
Just getting yeah. in the gears and like over this like electrical being and just like
I'm sorry.
Bookie Creep's just like, are you sweating? What's happening? That's I've never seen that before.
I sweat, but not like this. I don't think this is regular sweat.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's
beautiful divine
it
sweat.
Smells really nice. Yeah.
Thank
wow.
you.
It's impressive. Marvelous. And with that, there is a second figure crouched in the dark in the alleyway.
Did I just see his hands dabbing?
We just, yeah. It's
big dab silently.
Out of the darkness appears a dab.
Did you feel that? I think Vic just dabbed.
It's an energy thing.
It's an energy thing. So sound again, the creature is in darkness, so you can't see them yet. But what does this creature do?
Okay. I want to. Where is this creature facing right now?
It's facing like away from you. It's kind of like aware of the fact that you're like. There's at least one of you in that corner, but it's not like looking at you. It's definitely looking at Jin.
I'm pretty quick. How far out are we? Is 30 feet as a?
Oh, more than yeah. You can easily close that gap. Yeah.
Okay, so great. So I want to get like right up behind it, and I mm-hmm. just want to say "Dad," so that way it turns around, and then I want to use my.
Yes. Keep going. Yes. Yes.
I want to get my sword. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pat it on my clothes because mm-hmm. I'm sopping wet.
Sure, super wet. Yeah.
And then I want to take it and I want to drive it sort of under where maybe like a jaw would be.
Yeah.
And
okay.
then I also have for sneak attack. I don't know if this counts as a sneak attack. I can do an extra. 3d6
yes,
of damage.
Yes, absolutely. Whoa. Can, because you'll have advantage on this as you run up. As you're running out of the shadows, please give us a little description of this sopping wet person.
Yeah, so I am... so that it's Finn. He's a fish person. And so, listen, it's really tough to be a teenager. It's even tougher when you're a teenager that's a fish person. Amen. And needs to be submerged in water at all times in order to breathe. And so there's a suit that I could wear that would really like do a lot of the heavy lifting for that. But they're so fucking ugly. So what I did do is I'm just wearing jeans and a t-shirt, but in order to breathe, I got to keep pouring water on them. So they have to be soaking at all times in order for me to breathe properly. I'm in jeans and sort of like a plain t-shirt that has the number 8 on the back. And I'm soaking wet.
Mm-hmm. Soccer has to be so hard.
It's not easy.
Drying out your clothes, running out so fast.
Oh, because of my clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that makes it more difficult in ways. You really should come to a game.
I would love to. Well, look out.
Okay, right.
As you come charging out of the darkness towards this creature, the Mookie Creep turns around and goes, what? He's sweating as well. What's going on? Is it really hot or is it just... what's good? Go ahead and roll me an attack. You can roll this with advantage because... coming out of the darkness. 17 definitely hits. Apologies, yep. 17 hits. So go ahead and roll damage. So with your sneak attack as well.
7, 8, 9, 10. So that'd be 10.
7, 8, 9. Okay, perfect. As this fishy boy runs out of this this dark corner and runs up and taps this thing on the shoulder saying, Dad?
The first step of the plan is, I'm going to tap it on the shoulder and say, Dad, so that it turns around.
So that it turns around.
It, of course, will turn around.
I don't
around.
Want him to be busy.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you're distracted and you taps and then, but you're too busy to turn around.
This creature sort of, its head lolls around to you. It's still kind of glitching out a little bit and goes, Dad, son. As you drive is it sword or is it a dagger?
It's a
short sword.
But I got to customize like a class ring sort of a thing. I'm not a senior yet, but I was able to get one a little bit early because the catalog came out and my mom saw it and she thought maybe I'd want one. So she ordered me one. So it's got a soccer ball on it.
Nice.
And a number 8. And it says.
Like in the hilt? Like
it's in the sword part.
In the sword part?
Yeah, the blade has a little etching of a soccer ball.
Of a soccer ball.
A soccer ball and a number 8 and a quote that that says, do your best to achieve your dreams. And even if you fail, you might land amongst the stars.
A lot of writing on that sword. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a senior. I'm not supposed to have one. But again, my mom didn't know. And she saw the catalog and thought maybe I would want one.
Sure.
It's cost less than a page in the yearbook, so you're saving money.
I got a page in the yearbook too. It was so embarrassing.
What?
Well, she means well, but it was hard.
As you drive this sword up through this creature's head, you see the soccer ball kind of perfectly replaces one of the eyeballs of the creature as the head just rips clean off of it, and it's like.
Hey, dude, look at this. Look.
Oh,
look
you got him.
That's if I jiggle it looks like it's talking.
Oh, it's okay. Let's do an optometrist. Is it better, number 1?
Okay.
Number 2.
Oh, or soccer ball.
Did you just kill your dad? Is that your dad?
What?
Is that your dad?
Are you okay?
I'm okay now. Thank you for helping, but I don't have con... I don't... Look, I'm old as hell, and I don't know what's happening here.
Are you wearing a maternity dress?
I'm trying to be like, no, I'm not in a maternity clothes.
You're not supposed to ask that, I don't think.
Yeah, especially within like the first 3 months, because
no,
it's like
really
disrespectful.
Sorry. Well,
to
apparently
not know.
It's one of those things where you just, now it's up to the person.
For them to tell you,
right.
Like, we don't want to touch your belly or anything. That's not what we're after.
No,
but
I'm
if
not,
you want, I would love to touch
your
belly.
Wait, dude, are you pregnant? You didn't tell me. The hummingbird
pregnant.
Is hovering around, starts talking.
Oh, what's up, dude?
Oh, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's so good.
Thanks for helping out, by the way, because I feel like that was going to get bad.
Sometimes you turn down an alley and bad stuff happens.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently.
It's true.
New to me. Okay. Are you, how old are you guys? That sounded weird. Are you high school students?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely going into the 11th grade, feeling very confident about it.
My pretty God. Good. You're wow. going to rock this year.
Oh, I just feel really good. I mean, I'm advancing all the math classes, which is unheard of for a woman like myself.
Yeah. No, that's not true. You're so smart.
Is it heard of to just kill a robot in the middle of an alley, in the middle of the darkness, outside of a cool teen clothing shop?
Well, it was like glitching stuff, and you look scared.
I am.
From the shadows, I could just see your face and just horror.
It's sort of like when somebody falls off a boat and you have to make a decision. Like, if two people fall off a boat and you're only one person, you sort of have to make a decision of, like, who do we think's in more danger and who
are
has a higher likelihood of
in the water or in the boat in this metaphor?
Huh?
Are you from the perspective of, where, what's your perspective?
We're going for a swim on the shore nearby, and okay, we see a boat accident happen.
Got it.
It's tough, and it's tough when you see that. Somebody was on a jet ski. Jen two people
crying.
Fell off. Are you okay?
So do you stay on the dock, or do you swim out there and help them?
Or do you swim
out? Or, like, in band, when someone, like, messes up their full section, and then the band teacher does, like, we just repeat the section again. I just play louder to cover up for the mistake.
Okay, that
for
rocks.
The shame.
And for me, my version of that is that I keep having this nightmare that I'm in a safe and I get thrown into the water and I have the option.
Is
well,
it a safe
I guess in this
where
case,
you like spin the dial or is
it's
it
a spin the
keypad?
Dial safe and it gets pulled out of the water and I have the option. I do I plug it so that
I don't
way
know what's happening? The water's getting in.
Well, no, because I can breathe in the water, but I can't breathe in the air properly.
I don't know.
This is terrifying, honestly. Hi.
Is this a good thing or bad?
I'm Bookie Creep.
Bookie
Creep.
Name rocks, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've never met anyone like that.
That's unique.
I actually love this name. Yeah. I've always said that. Don't shut
Enchanté, okay. I'm Tion Riche.
Oh, Tion Riche. That's a cool name. Tion Riche is
Enchanté.
Enchanté, yeah.
Enchanté.
And what's your name?
Oh, Fin Fude. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
That's cool. And you guys go to high school?
Yeah, we're just right around the corner. Right now, we're kind of like between classes.
We're between classes, if you know what we mean.
A little off-campus lunch.
He's taking a little mental health time, if you know what I'm saying.
That's really important, actually, to be fair. That's really good. I'm really glad that in this time, they are taking mental health seriously. So that's really good. I probably need a hand with this one to mental health because it seems to be at a ATL. You know
I'm
what I mean?
Doing,
oh, sure.
Is it?
Bookie
it's Creep, pretty,
come on, don't volunteer that for me.
But I just, you started crying.
I did.
And you're wearing a nightie.
I am.
So.
But this is ironic. This is an ironic nightie because kids are ironic, right? They're ironic as hell.
Yeah. I mean, I thought you were doing like a tall tee type thing, you know, and they used to like have the stickers on the shirt. It's basically like a long shirt dress, which is kind of cool.
I love that because my mind immediately went performance art. So that's sort of what I thought.
Look, I
like a praise dancer.
Yes.
I don't know what any of this is.
Can we get you like a juice or something?
Some concealer for the bags under your eyes?
Sorry, what?
Maybe like a spa day, maybe some Botox or something.
Jen
like that.
Yeah. Just starts feeling his face.
That's such a good idea. Okay, so fill you in on the story. We're on actually like a really, really important mission. Like we're talking end of the world stuff.
Oh, shut
and
up.
I think
what?
I think that robot there was kind of after us because we're doing something really, really important. So, but like we could definitely use
like combating climate change. Is that what you guys are doing?
Actually not surprisingly close to actually kind of nailing it. Honestly, that's pretty much
huge.
It.
But like, there's like. You know, it's not sort of just like systems that are wrong. It's more like there are actual bad guys.
Actual tangible bad guys. I think as you look down as well, Jin, you'll notice on the robot, like there seems to be like an etching at one part of it. And you wouldn't have seen this on any of the ones at school. Like normally they have like OH or something. But on this one, you see that it has TMS, on it, which you would know what that stands for.
The Monkey Society.
No, that's okay. That's Midnight Sequence,
right?
Yeah, not the Monkey Society. Is that what you just said?
There, when back in my day,
there was a Monkey Society.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was just sort of when you would sometimes it's like you hear a noise at night, and there's this group of monkeys that would sometimes it's like
make noise at night.
Have you ever heard of raccoons getting in your trash?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it's sort of a thing like that. But monkeys that are way more dexterous
big ones or small ones, like what?
Kind of a variety.
Okay, cool.
They found each other, found family situation.
Okay, well, and kind of sweet, you know. Yeah. Kind of, I guess. And,
when do they get into your garbage?
Oh, okay. He's crazy.
Whoa. Midnight Sequence. This is what we were talking about.
Yes,
the actual bad guys.
So I think this robot was an actual bad guy, but we could use your help. So we think there is something at the school that we need to get and make sure that the bad guys don't get hold of.
Yeah.
And we need to get him into school. Mm-hmm. Do you think that
so
we
just
can
to clarify, you want us to sneak this
sneak an adult onto campus
so without telling anybody?
Yeah. And like, but make him look like a student.
Oh, okay.
More wow. So than I already do.
yeah, dude. Yeah.
I pick up the hat and put it back on.
It's just like
my big hat and my maternity dress.
What's help? Is that is I like the spa idea seems good, you know, just to really just maybe like, rejuvenate the skin a little bit. It's looking a little it looks super dry.
You know, I'm feeling haggard. Okay.
It just like he just like he needs like a and a haircut, you know what I mean, maybe?
Well, lucky for you, we got the place.
Okay.
Do you have any money?
I've got like $10.
How much?
There's
10.
There's dollars here?
10 gold.
There we go.
10 gold dollars.
I'm 10 good gold for it. I just got to swing by the temple.
Oh, I got a lot of my gold sort of tied up right now.
Okay.
The way, it's your, a, way it, the bank account's set up, you got like the checkings and the savings. Yeah.
Yeah, or, checking, gold checking.
There's
gold
always
savings.
Like lots of like beauty samples at my mom's house.
Oh, yeah.
She's always like, always has like a swag bag. So there's probably a robe and shirt and maybe pants.
That would be great. Can I wear your mother's pants in the robe?
Let's see what's available.
Okay, great.
That's okay. This is great. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And like, look, if we can help you, if there's anything that you need at the school or whatever, we can definitely help. Okay?
Because
he may not
teacher.
Look like it, but this guy is a champion.
I am a champion.
Of what?
Well, there was some question if I was a champion or if I was trash.
You were. You were champion. And now you weren't trash. Sure. You weren't just trash. You were like, well, yeah. Okay.
But I think I'm a champion. I think I'm pretty sure I'm a champion.
Yeah, pretty sure I was a champion.
Pretty different things.
Yeah.
Spectrum of a guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Are you planning to head to your house and sort of raid your mum's beauty section?
Oh, yeah. I guess I flag down a carriage.
Sure.
To
sure,
take
sure,
us, because
yeah,
I got it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no one's
how do you do that so confidently? I feel so, like, embarrassed when I reach my hand out.
I think it's because I'm, like, so high up, because I've got four legs and then my two arms.
I see.
So they see me above the carriages, so they're like, how is this little girl up here and I'm up there?
I think that a horse, like a single horse drawn carriage, stops, and the horse, like, I think the person in the carriage didn't like doesn't notice you or doesn't try to stop, but the horse, just seeing sort of another, like, you know, closer to it, respects you, you know what I mean? I think the horse sort of tries to hoof you up, you
when
know
black like people do the nod to each other, yeah, or just, yeah, like, yeah, two yeah. horses
the,
are just
the
like,
horse like kind of tries to dap you up a little bit.
Is there a river or something that runs through town, or a sewage system, maybe?
Yeah, I think there's probably a sewage
system.
Can I
hop through there and meet them there?
Can you hop through the sewage system?
Yeah,
can
yeah,
I
just
with you
sort of...
in the carriage?
Yeah, the door's open, just like ready to go
in. Are you sure,
in.
Man? I got a harness you can strap on my back if you want. I'm a pretty strong swimmer.
You got a banana peel on your head.
Oh, shit. I thought it was my hat.
Oh, I think I'm good. I think I'm good in the carriage.
Okay, yeah, you change your mind. You let me know, and you can just pop off at any point and just sort of go into the bathroom in somebody's house.
Go.
Let's away.
See you back there.
The horse takes off. I mean, we can absolutely just edit in the sound of horses. It's fine.
But it's fun when we all do.
It's fun when we do the horse. Perfect. Go ahead and roll me. Just roll me like a straight perception check, basically, as you're
dysentery.
Trying to. I think that's fine. I think you're. You know, you've got a pretty good. Your lungs filter out. You know.
Shit.
Swim around it.
Yeah.
Swim around
and the pee.
How do you swim around
that's
the pee?
Sterile, basically. That's hospital grade.
Yeah. You just know to avoid the warm patches. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Much better. It's much better than a carrot.
But you are feeling nice and moist, which is good. So.
Well, that's it. I know, like, you got a pretty dry house, and so it's just I want to sort of like, you know.
Your house is so dry.
So many bales of hay around. It's kind of hard.
It just sucks in the moisture, and that's fine. And again, like,
it's an aesthetic. It's kind of what my parents were going for.
As you pull up to this absolutely ginormous house, because it's, you know, obviously Tion's family are pretty well off, but it's also, this is a house designed for horses. So everything inside the house is just like to scale. The stairs are like a lot deeper and a lot larger than your average stairs. The doorways are pretty wide. the kitchen, like, everything is so far away so that you can prepare at the counter without kind of, like, bumping, you know, your hind into something else. So the kitchen's one of the larger rooms, and then the living room kind of mostly consists of just, like, patches of, like, bales of hay, like, on the ground that you can kind of just squat onto. And I think as you're probably there for, like, maybe about half an hour or so, maybe, you know, starting the process as, and then you hear this sort of rumbling sound coming from one of your toilets.
I guess the toilet's acting up. You guys just don't
Can I
use...
come in? Can I come in?
Oh, sure, come in. There's a trough over here. We should probably spray you down before you, like, come in the house.
Got it. Well, I will just...
Yeah, you've got a hose. You can...
Yeah, just, like, get your hooves. Just get...
Jen's just like... So straight, like, absolutely hosed down. Thank you.
All right, you take this robe, wrap yourself up. Then if you go to the second floor, that whole area is a closet. So just go in there and grab whatever feels
it's
right.
It's a closet.
The entire second floor is a closet.
It's a closet.
The whole second floor.
Everything's
just a
got a barcode on it, so we'll know. It's enchanted.
Wow. Jen looks at all these pants designed for centaurs. Do you have any scissors or?
I think the seventh floor is where all the craft stuff is.
Got it. I'll grab these
craft
pants.
Craft floor, like, seventh floor. Yeah.
Just find some sort of slacks that I'm. Do you mind if I cut some in half?
I don't care. They're not my pants. So
okay.
I don't care.
Great. Wow. When I have kids,
just helping a stranger.
Oh, that's really nice. I'm trying to. Jen goes upstairs and tries to figure out how to cut the pants in a way that
sure.
don't show his ass.
Just go ahead and roll me a sleight of hand. I think as you investigate the toilet, you see. Obviously, this is a massive toilet, right? Because this is the horse that has to sit on this thing. As this toilet starts to rumble, creak, whatever. After a few minutes, you just see that Finn's head just. Pops through the toilet. I think this is probably a regular occurrence. Like, Finn doesn't just, like, knock on the front door. It's probably usually through.
There's, like, a bucket that, like, a basin that I just, like, embroidered that has your name on it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And I just try to catch you in, just, like, anticipating your plop out.
Oh, God, man. I got stuck. There was an alligator down there.
Oh my god!
You definitely do. Like, with the seven, you took a couple of wrong turns, which is why it took you so long to get here.
I don't know. I've been here so many times, and I feel like every single time I hit that U bend near
it's
the
like muscle
apothecary,
memory.
I know.
We
and
don't
I just
live
I
over
thought
there
about
anymore.
It a little too hard, and then when I thought about it, and then I missed.
But you're good. You're here. We will spray you down because you do have a little bit of, like, sewer pipe.
No,
we're not gonna shave your head, not today.
No, thank you, I appreciate
but
that.
We're just gonna hose you down
and
then
sure.
get a robe and come on in.
Are there any leftovers?
Sure, Mom.
I want to say a huge thank you to you for listening to Arc 9 Tomorrow's Heroes. This arc is featuring Vic Michaelis, Rashawn Scott, and Zach Oyama, with a special guest from episode 3. Stay tuned to find out who it is. As always, don't forget to check the links below where you can find Rotating Heroes merchandise, links to our Patreon, and all of the goodies that we are doing. Thank you so much for listening to the show, for your support. It means everything and is the only reason that we can carry on doing the show. So thank you so much. If you are enjoying the show and you want to leave us a review, that always helps us find new rotators, and we would appreciate it and love you forever. But without further ado, let's get out of here. We'll see you next week.
I think that's about it. Zach, how do I end these?
That's it.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.